You know, if we can stick in and if we get a sniff on the last lap, we can't. I could have a go, but no, it's very good for where I'm at in my training. It's excellent, you know. I'm going to the Atlas Mountains in Morocco tomorrow for a month, so this is kind of an anaerobic kind of test, and before I go to altitude, so the real serious work starts from here on up the world. So all going well if we stay healthy and I stay motivated and happy. You know, I hope to be in the mix again in Beijing, you know. I'll be confident when I get my work done, so I'm motivated to work knowing everything is in place and I'm healthy again. I know over the operations, and as I said, that's still my second or third fastest time ever, and after not preparing for it, so I have to be happy, you know. I was very nervous about it because when you're going back under 4 minute Ks and stuff, that intensity and speed is like it's really, really intense, and you're afraid to come off it. So even when the boys kicked on, they were doing 128 laps, and I was going, oh man, I haven't done this for a 400 in training. So mentally, it's going to be good, and I think I'll get a massive jump off it, you know. Back into a real heavy block of training now, like the next month, the same as every year, is very, very important. Like, you know, it's where all of the bases will be covered for 50k, and so it's all going well. You know, I'll be in really good nick in Beijing again. Last year, as it turned out, and I didn't at the time because I was so adamant to backing up the worlds, and I had real tunnel vision. I had two hernias in Zurich, but my mindset was like, I'm not making excuses, and it nearly came across the wrong way. You know, I was like, no, I only want to win, because I think Irish athletes, if they prepare well, and it came across all wrong, and it ended up afterwards, I was really down afterwards for a couple of months, and I eventually got the diagnosis that I had a double hernia, so I got one of them repaired, and I did a 50k in March, and then I got that one repaired. So now I'm fully healthy. I feel great. You know, that's a really, really good time tonight. I know people might be disappointed when they see me coming forth, but you know, I'm not trying to peak for Cork City Sports. You know, so it's a very good test. The boys are the future of the 20k. Like Alberto trains with us in Spain, and Alex is going to go on to be a world class 20k walker. And this is where they need to be at. Like they need to be going 19 minutes and under. You know, and they're training for 20k. So that's the speed you need to be a top 20k walker. You need to be walking 18:40 for 5k, 18:30, and these boys, they're very, very strong. You know, I think I just need to focus. You know, like last year, I think I tried to do too much for everybody. You know, I tried to develop the sport. I tried to set up an academy. I wanted to do it for everyone. And it was like, no, I can do it. I just need, and what I learned, if I can focus on myself and if I can perform, then everybody gets a bit of the cake. Whereas I was kind of more conscious. I really wanted to, you know, after winning the world championship, I wanted to do it for the whole country again. And it was like, no. I tried to do too many things, and now I just need to concentrate my training. So I'm probably going a lot quieter, like, and going back to basics, and we'll see. Hopefully, you know, Beijing should be good. We train with aquatics every year, and you kind of tweak a few things. It's like going, have I got a bit comfortable there now, because it's got become a home like environment over there. And so I'm going to Morocco. I'm going up to the Atlas Mountains in Morocco now, and it's the first time I've gone there in the summer, and it's a really, really tough environment. You know, there's no internet, there's no real luxuries up there, like, so it's just 100% training, and Marion is coming away with me. She's the only support I have coming away with me, so it's a very, very important camp, and so it might be tougher for Marion, because at least I'm going to be training, and I'll be cranky, but I'm looking forward to it. As I said, like, with all the success after London and Beijing, I wanted too much, and I wanted to put too much back into the sport, and sometimes you realise that not everybody might have the same ambition and passion that I have to do what I want to do. So I said, no, I need to go back, and results speak louder than anything else. Like, so I really want to do well again. I want to do well this year, and I want to go on and have really strong Olympics, and then move on to the next phase of my life. This is very, very important for me. Like, only for the Cork City Sports when I was growing up, and I've always said it, like, when I see the likes of Sonny O'Sullivan and Marcus O'Sullivan back when I was a kid, and Mark Carroll, who was a real good friend of mine, when I would see them running here and just seeing their physique and seeing how athletic they were, it was my dream to be like them when I got older, and to have a walk in the Cork City Sports. It's a testament to the people who run. It's run by athletes for athletes, so and all the athletes will tell you that here as well, that it's the best meet in the country, and for me to get that support in Cork, it means an awful lot to me, and that drives me on, you know.
I just didn't feel great out there today, you know, that you get those days. But as I said in that last interview, when you sit back afterwards and have a look at the video of the race and have a look at your preparation, it's easy usually to identify why things might have gone wrong. So I'm not utterly disheartened by it, and there's a lot of races to get things right. You know, I never give anything less than I have, so it was just a matter of not having it today in the tank. But I never like to write myself off after a bad race, because I'm always able to come back in the past. Like I raced bad at European Under 23s and I came out to Morning Games from 1:45, so I know there's always a way to get back to that top, and that's what I'm looking for now. I wasn't conserving myself at all. I think it was just a matter of bad day at the office more than anything. But as I say, I'll look at the video and see what I can amend. It'll be a good field. European silver medalist Arthur Kuchevsky will be in it, so I'm going to have to beat some good guys. But yeah, definitely I want to go out there and medal. Like, that's my only aim. No, like, as I said, I've always thought that, like, you learn a lot more from your bad races, you know. And if I had won here today in a slow time, there's not a lot that I would have learned. Well, because I've beat them all before, so at least now I know. I've got a few ideas in my mind of what not to do and what to do whenever I get out there. No, I mean, like, I never want to lose. You never want to lose, and you always go out to win. But I think the message is there's always something positive in every race, you know. So I'm not going to get too down about it, and I'll pick myself up and amend things from here.
There's been a lot of injuries since 2009, basically, but I'm healthy, so I'm just, like, racing now. I'm not going to, like, keep training and getting hurt. So I knew it was going to be tough out there today with the wind, and obviously such a good field, but I'm glad I give it a shot, you know. So I'm sure exactly 15:29 the 5K, and then tonight, so I'm racing again the 18th. So this is sort of like a blowout before that 5K, hopefully in Houston. I just flew back from the States on Saturday morning, so a little bit jet lag still, but that's all right. That's the goal. I had a good month of training over in Providence, and the last 10 days there, the sessions went pretty well. So I'm hoping they'll come into nutrition or whatever in that 5K. But to be honest with you, it's more for me, like, you know, I had surgery last May on my Achilles, and you're lying in a bed there, you'll take this every time over, you'll take that. So for now, I'm just delighted to be healthy.